Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pop Culture University, where we talk about what is going on in pop culture and see what we can learn from it. I'm your host, Patty Emminger. You may know me as Patty Pop Culture from TikTok. If it's your first time here, thank you so much for coming. Take a seat wherever in the classroom. You are welcome here. If it is not your first time here, thank you so much for coming back. I love you. I stan you. I'm in your fandom. Happy New Music Friday, you guys. This New Music Friday was one of the best in so long. All the pop she's and they's came through swinging the bat and getting these hits. I love so many of the songs, so I feel like today's episode is going to be like a walkthrough, a tour of all the new music that came out this week. We got some new music by Lizzo. Her album just dropped. Her album Special is finally out, and you guys, it did not disappoint. I'm going to play you a few of my faves from there. Demi Lovato just dropped an edgy single because you know how they do. They do not fuck around these days. And Sabrina Carpenter dropped a gut-wrenching single about the whole Olivia Rodrigo and Joshua Bassett situation, all from her side, and it's really, really amazing. Also, Bella Poarch dropped a new song, her follow-up from, what was it called? Build a Bitch. This ain't Build a Bitch. You don't get to pick and choose. Speaking of, like, building a bitch and, like, Barbies, I have a grievance to air with you guys today, and that is the fact that I think Ryan Gosling does not look good as Ken in Barbie. He's not giving the Kenergy. He's not meeting Margot Robbie's vibe. They just don't look like a compatible couple. He looks 41. I'm sorry. Ken is not supposed to be 41. Ryan Gosling just looks like a middle-aged man who is not moving on from his heydays in the 90s and has frosted tips. He dyed his hair like white for this film, and it ages him even more. Every time I see him, I'm like, they literally casted the wrong man in this movie. Margot Robbie looks so amazing, and you're gonna pair her with Ryan Gosling. I understand that's Ryan Gosling, but there's a lot of younger men out there that could have done better. You have the perfect Barbie, and then you have the collector's edition, the antique version of Ken. I'm sorry if I'm being rude to Ryan Gosling, but he's not giving the Kenergy. Anyway, we have some juicy topics today as well. So first we're going to talk about, of course, Khloe Kardashian having another baby with Tristan Thompson. Oh my God. And then we're going to talk about the fact that Pete wants to have babies with Kim. We're going to talk about the Emmy nominations and the snubs that were going on. We're going to give a little update on the shady Doja and Noah situation that is causing quite the stir up online. And then we're going to end with very, very, very disturbing news about Elon Musk family. Because if you didn't think the last few episodes were bad enough, it gets worse. They're fucking disgraceful. Anyway, before we get into it, make sure to rate this podcast 5-star on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave a cute little review, screenshot it, post it on your Instagram story, and tag me to let all your friends know what amazing podcast you're listening to. Honestly, post it anywhere. We don't have any big companies pushing us, so that just helps the podcast grow, which it has been doing. So I'm very thankful for y'all. And without further ado, let's get into it. Welcome to Pop Culture University. We're going to start this episode off by my favorite song off Lizzo's new album, Special, called To Be Loved, in parentheses, Am I Ready?
Let me know.
Am I ready? You gon' figure it out. Am I ready? Da-da. Am I ready to be loved? Anyway, I'm so sorry for that. Kylie Jenner asked, Lizzo just takes over my body. Do you know what I'm saying? I fucking stan this bitch. I think she's going on tour. I have to spend all my money into her. Shut up and take my money, Lizzo. Anyway, Kylie Jenner asked, is Tristan Thompson the worst person on the planet? And the answer is yes, because he has baby-trapped Khloe yet a fucking again in cold blood. So here's the situation. Earlier this week, if you do not know, Khloe Kardashian announced that she is having a second baby with Tristan Thompson. I know. that is the biggest, what the fuck news of all time. The whole world was like, bitch, you better be joking. But Chloe's rep confirmed to E! News. They said, quote, we can confirm True will have a sibling who was conceived in November and they are having this baby via surrogate. So yes, you heard me right. The baby was conceived in November, which means it will be born very, very soon. I think if you're conceived in November, that means like July or August. So any day now, the baby will be here. It is rumored to be a baby boy. And I love that that rep was shady enough to include the month that it was conceived. Because if you think about it, they could have just said they you know, have a baby on the way. It's due any day now. But that rep deserves a raise because he said it was conceived in November. And that is a huge part to this puzzle because Chloe didn't find out that Tristan got another girl pregnant until December when that girl had the baby. So for everyone wondering, why the fuck would Chloe have another kid with Tristan if she knows he got another girl pregnant behind her back? Chloe didn't know that he got another girl pregnant behind her back. That is why. But do you know who did know while they were conceiving this baby with the surrogate? Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson knew that he got Marley pregnant months before because he was trying to get out of paying child support to her even before the baby was born. And in November, he sure as hell knew when him and Chloe were making the final decisions to impregnate the surrogate. And he let Chloe go through with it because he is evil. Evil takes a human form in Tristan Thompson. He's always one step ahead of her, that fuck. Obviously, I do feel extremely bad for Chloe. This whole situation is fucked up. Chloe always wanted, well, she would say in the show, she wants multiple kids from the same dad just to make it easy. And, you know, her biological clock is ticking. She doesn't have time to find another man to have kids with and go through the whole courting process and make sure he's a good guy. She was like, you know what? Tristan's a decent dad. Yes, he is not for me in the relationship sense because he's possessed by Lucifer himself. But she's like, whatever, I'll just use him for his sperm. That's the only thing he's good for. That's great. However, I think if Chloe knew while impregnating the surrogate that he was about to have a baby with another girl, she would have changed her mind. And that's why this whole thing sucks. And I feel so bad for Chloe because she has to go through another media cycle of people saying how dumb she is and how could she possibly do this? The dumbest fucking woman on earth. And with that Kardashian fame, the hate comes in hard. And she just has to deal with that again. And Tristan knew she was going to have to deal with that again. And he put her through it anyway. And the only silver lining to this is that she gets another kid. I still think it's nice that they're from the same dad. So it's not like a completely horrible situation. I'm very happy that their family is growing. Congratulations to Chloe, not Trashton. No congratulations to Trashton. Chloe's pregnant. They are not pregnant. Just Chloe. Some people were wondering if they were going to get back together, you guys, because on social media, there was paparazzi photos of Tristan with his arm around her this month, getting into a car with True. And the other day, she put a huge floral arrangement that Tristan sent her on her Instagram story and like tagged him and was like, thank you, and like put a heart or something. So people were like, not this bitch. They were ready to fully give up on Chloe and exile her, excommunicate her if she got back with him. But do not worry, she is not getting back together with him. Chloe's rep also said that they haven't even spoken outside of co-parenting matters in the past 7 months since the whole Tristan getting another girl pregnant situation was exposed. As she should. And I love that for her. That keeps Tristan at bay. And he has to see how hot Chloe is and how good she's doing without him. And she's only going to talk to him for co-parenting. So he just has to watch from the sidelines and not be able to touch. Good. Go have those girls from the fucking bar. You would trade your whole home for a girl from the bar? Good. Have those bitches. Fuck you, Tristan. Imagine that pregnancy announcement when Chloe told the family that she's having a baby with Tristan. That's the only pregnancy announcement people would boo at. Honestly, though, like, what's the appropriate reaction? I'd be like, is this a... I would just look around the room and be like, how are you reacting to this? But yeah, they're having a boy. That boy will probably cheat on Chloe with another mom. I'm kidding, but it's Tristan's son. You never know. Chloe's therapist must work so hard. Actually, that therapist probably quit. She can't handle this shit anymore. It's too much on her. And how has Khloe Kardashian not been unsnapped yet? He's going to embarrass Chloe to death. So if she kills him, it's really just going to be self-defense. I can't wait for that episode of Snapped. Making her ass look like a clown. Chloe should do a collab with Kylie and her makeup line and sell clown makeup. That shit would sell out. And people were asking, why a surrogate? Because Khloé doesn't need to carry around a baby. She's already carrying around this whole burden. The burden of Tristan dogging her and the world hating her. So what can we learn from this? You can't control how people treat you, but you can control how you react. I think this applies because Khloé was treated so bad by Trashton and the public, who says she's the most idiot, dumbest, stupidest bitch on the planet. But she handles it with grace every single time, and I truly applaud her for how she handles the level and magnitude of hate that she receives. She moves on and tries to do better each time. She's not going back to Tristan anymore. She had no idea about this whole other girl getting pregnant thing when she got the surrogate pregnant. She keeps her own peace. She keeps her daughter's peace. And Khloé just gets better with age, and there's no denying that. I know it may not seem like that, but she truly does. No matter if people close to her are doing her wrong, if people she doesn't know are doing her wrong, she's going to react in a strong, positive way and keep moving and make sure that she is okay and make sure that True is okay. And I admire how she handles everything and doesn't, you know, turn into a depressed hermit, because she takes a lot. So no matter what you're taking from people, they can never take away your power to react positively, keep your peace, and improve yourself, and keep your light and happy state of mind. This song that I'm about to play is a banger, and it is called Everybody's Gay by Lizzo. A gay club anthem, I can see it now. While Khloé Kardashian's life is in turmoil and her public image is stained forever because of Tristan, Jordan Woods is actually out here living her best life. If you don't remember, Jordan Woods was, unfortunately, a woman who Tristan Thompson also got. He's a serial killer out here. Tristan Thompson is a woman. Sorry, he is not a woman. Jordan Woods is a woman that Tristan Thompson was caught cheating on Khloé with. Jordan used to be best friends with Kylie Jenner, so it was a huge family debacle when this was exposed and the Kardashians trashed Jordan Woods online, started almost a smear campaign of sorts. Jordan was getting death threats, her and her family couldn't leave the house, and it looks like the tables have turned where now Khloé's life is in shambles online, and Jordan Woods, who people thought, you know, she fumbled the bag. She was a Kylie Jenner bestie. She was set for life. She was going to get matching surgery with Kylie, do makeup collabs with Kylie till death, and just be rich. And she fumbled the bag. People thought she was going to be fighting people in the drive-thru at McDonald's over the ice cream machine being broken and one chicken nugget missing from their 10-piece. But she's actually doing really good. Jordan Woods is out of the woods. Because now, in 2022, 3 years after the scandal, Jordan has started her own active line wear that is pretty successful. It's called Second Nature. And she has a rich NBA player boyfriend who actually treats her really, really well. Something that Khloé was never able to accomplish. Not everyone has that to their credit. Not everyone can find an NBA player who wants to stay loyal to you. And Jordan has that. He buys her amazing gifts like the car of her dreams with details on the interior that she said to him, like very specifically, that he remembered and then built for her. They've been together for 2 years and people are speculating that they're engaged. Jordan kind of keeps a lower profile now, so they're not exactly sure, but there is a fat ring on that finger. She captioned one of the photos, "I found you and then I found me." Oh, so Jordan Woods is getting her fairy tale. Well, Khloé Kardashian is getting her horror story. Funny how the tables turn. Okay. Anyway, I still don't think we should let Jordan completely off the hook, because that is fucked up that she was so close with the Kardashians and knew Tristan and still kissed him. That was a two-way street. It wasn't just Tristan's fault. Anyway, Pete Davidson is making waves this week again because of an interview he did where he said that he wants to be a dad. He's been a daddy to many in Hollywood. Many a young, beautiful ingenue. But now he wants to put that BDE to use and have a baby. He said in an interview, "My favorite thing ever, which I have yet to achieve, I want to have a kid. That's like my dream. It's like super, super corny." I've never heard him say that before. very interesting. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but Pete Davidson's dad actually died in 9/11. He was in the Twin Towers and he was a firefighter. And unfortunately, he was in the building when they were bombed and collapsed and everything. He definitely died an American hero. RIP to Mr. Davidson. And my condolences to the whole family still for going through all that. If you guys remember, Ariana Grande got his dad's badge number tattooed on her foot while they were together. And then after they broke up, very shortly, she covered it with her dog's name. She could never cover up that album track. That's Pete Davidson's name, though. I thought you went in my life. Whoa, look in my mind. Okay, I'm sorry. Anyway, Pete Davidson said, since my dad died, I was like, oh, I can't wait to have a kid. It's interesting that after his dad died and like his family kind of like went through all that, his first thought was like, oh, I want to have a kid, because I feel like that would deter a lot of people. But I actually really think that's amazing that that's what he wants. He said that he kind of wants to give that kid the father relationship that he was kind of robbed of. He said, I'm very excited to do that for someone and watch them have what I didn't have. So I love that. I've never heard Pete say he wants a kid before. Well, he was with Ariana. Well, he was with... Oh, wait, no. They were actually talking about kids when he was with Ariana. Because they were like... She was like, after I go on tour, we're going to have a baby. But that didn't happen. Oh, my God. Thank fuck that did not happen. And I'm not saying Pete's a gold digger. But he ain't messing with no broke. Is Pete trying to secure the bag? Is he trying to be a stay-at-home dad? What's going on here, Pete? Wanting a baby? I don't really know if Kim is going to want that baby with him back. That's a really interesting thought to have. I mean, the Kardashians have surrogates on hand. They have embryos frozen. Like, they're 10 steps ahead. But I still don't know if Kim would want that, just because I feel like she's always said she wanted 4 kids. And having one kid that is not from Kanye would kind of put that kid in an interesting situation. So I don't know. I don't see that happening. Maybe if the Kardashians start to, like, lose some clout, Kim will have another kid with Pete just to, like, you know, keep the show going. But I really don't see that being their future. I kind of just saw them like getting married, if they even were to, you know, raising Kim's kid together. Obviously Kanye more than Pete, but raising the kids and then them just going off and being like hooligans, fun loving couple forever with no kids. That's what I saw for them. Imagine the song Kanye would write about Pete Davidson if he got Kim pregnant. The police would get involved. Kanye would spontaneously combust. And not just combust, but it would be a nuclear bomb. So I actually think people would die if that happened. But time will tell. Maybe Pete Davidson will get his wish. Maybe he's poking holes in the condom. I don't know. Switching the birth control for Tic Tacs. He said he'd do that before. I don't know with that shady Pete Davidson.
Got death threats filling up some my trucks. Tell me who I am, guess I don't have a choice. All because I liked a boy. And all this for what? When everything went down.
That song you just heard was Cause I Liked a Boy by Sabrina Carpenter, which I think may be the best song released yesterday. It is such a heartbreaking but masterfully written song about the whole situation where the world thought that Sabrina Carpenter stole Joshua Bassett from Olivia Rodrigo, that broke Olivia Rodrigo's heart, and she wrote Driver's License, and Sabrina Carpenter became public enemy number one and were bashing her, slut-shaming her, all that shit. And she didn't even do anything. Joshua chose her. I could go on and on about this, but it's an amazing song. You should go stream it, and the world owes Sabrina Carpenter an apology. Everyone say, I'm sorry, Sabrina. 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry, Sabrina. Thank you. Now let's talk about something else unfair and unjust, and that is the Emmy nominations. There were a few snubs this year that people really, really rubbed them the wrong way. There was also a few victories that people were very excited about. But let's start with one big snub. So, Only Murders in the Building is one of the most acclaimed shows of the year. You can't go anywhere without hearing about that trio of Steve, Martin, and Selena. You know, everyone's keeping an eye out for Selena in that show. She's carrying the whole fucking thing. And that show got 17 Emmy nominations. But you know who did not get an Emmy nomination for the show? Selena. Selena was left out of the lead actress in a comedy category, which everyone thought she would get and maybe even win. But the gag is that Martin Short and Steve Martin both got nominations for lead actors in a comedy series. Now, what in the sexism is that? Steve Martin said, "We're thrilled for all the nominations, not only for us, but for the show. We're dismayed that Selena was not nominated because she's so crucial to our performances." Really. And not only does Selena do a great job of acting, she pulls the whole crowd into that show. I'm sorry, but it's fucking true. Most people are watching it for Selena. And she's a producer on the show. She's not only acting, but she's making the whole show behind the fucking scenes. And they're still not going to nominate her. This could be her first Emmy nomination. You know, this was a big, big win for her career. Maybe the most critically acclaimed thing she's ever done. And she's not going to get that nom. I really think it's fucked up. And Selena's having such a great year, so this would have just added to it. But no, the Emmys want to play a fool and be bitches. Fuck the Emmys. Selena technically still got nominated for an Emmy because all the show's producers got nominated in one of the categories, and she is a producer, but she didn't get, like, her own acting Emmy, which I think was a little bit suspicious. And Alex Russo would have beat their asses. Anyway, let's move on. Zendaya... Thank God Zendaya got nominated for Best Lead Actress in a Drama for Euphoria, which she literally deserves. She carried the small screen this year. Just that episode 5 this season should literally win her an Oscar. It was so incredible, so amazing. I've never seen someone act. She was acting for her life, and she did not fuck it up. She became the youngest 2-time Emmy nominee ever. So massive congrats to Zendaya. She's plowing past these actress bitches, doing shit they've never even done. She's a big homie, but she is not the oldest. So good for Zendaya. You know who else got a big nomination this year? Actually, 2 nominations. Sydney Sweeney. I was so happy about this. I love her. Sydney Sweeney got nominated for Supporting Actress in a Drama Series for Euphoria in her role of Cassie, and Supporting Actress in a Limited Series for her role of Olivia in White Lotus. And bitch, Sydney Sweeney has never been happier. People think she didn't really deserve it because all she did is cry in the show and, you know, like, freak out. I saw a tweet with like 50,000 likes that said, "Gay see an actress ugly crying in one scene of a show or a movie and think that means she should get an award." And then someone quote treated it with even more likes, and it says the Emmy is hers, and it's a picture of Sydney Sweeney crying in Euphoria, which she deserves. And crying and acting a fool in a show is not easy. I know for some of you mentally ill bitches, it's pretty easy to go from normal to mental breakdown in 5 seconds, but for most of us, that is hard. I'm so numb to everything. Someone could hit me with a bus, and I would still not be able to emote as much as Sydney Sweeney did in that show. She gave us so many iconic moments, too. Like Oklahoma, 3 weeks and 3 days, the throwing up in the hot tub. And Cassie was kind of giving main character energy this year. I mean, in the last episode, there was literally a whole play, like, about her life. Her and Zendaya carried the show, and they were the 2 actresses that should have been nominated, and I am happy for them. They deserved it. People are just mad because Sydney has a tiny waist and huge boobs, and they don't. But anyway, here's a video of Sydney telling her mom that, or calling her mom that she was nominated, and she's emotional, and it's really cute.
Back.
Okay, so let's talk about another snub. This one is very shocking, maybe the strangest snub, and that is the Stranger Things cast was all snubbed for Emmy nominations this year, including the biggest one that people thought was a big surprise is that Sadie Sink and Millie Bobby Brown did not get nominated. Sadie Sink had so many amazing moments this year. She was acting her ass off. She survived Vecna. Like, what else did you want her to do? And truly, both their performances were, like, deeply moving. And I think they deserved recognition this year, but they did not. The show will be eligible next year as well because it was, like, halfway through the cutoff date. So maybe they're saving the nominations for next year, but the Stranger Things cast will get no recognition this year. And I think they should have gotten both, but whatever. Other snubs included Blackish, Yellowstone, and Reservation Dogs. None of those shows got even one nomination. And people were pissed about that. Twitter is in a swirl. So what can we learn from this? Don't do something for the external validation. if you're just seeking attention or praise from people while pursuing a dream of yours, it's not going to get you far, because that stuff, even if you're at the top of your game, the best of the best, recognition and appreciation is fleeting. It's never going to last. And the only way you're going to last in doing it is if you do something you love and just do it for the pleasure that you simply get from doing it. I guarantee you all these actors and actresses who were snubbed at the Emmys this year, well, at least I hope so, I guarantee you they're going to keep going because they love acting. They love the art of it. And a lot of the times that is what's going to get you the nomination anyway, if people can see the true love and the massive passion you have for the craft that you're doing. That's what's going to get you the recognition and make you really connect with people no matter what field you're in. So do what you love for you.
A classic, give me the real shit, give me the magic. So I ask myself, am I the only one?
The song that you just heard was Substance by Demi Lovato, which I think was better than her lead single from this album. The music video is kind of fucking hilarious. She like makes fun of things in society that don't have a lot of substance. She made fun of Too Hot to Handle with Lana, like the robot that talks to them during the show. And she like threw it on the ground and broke it. It was actually, I think it's a solid song, and maybe it will actually take off for Demi. You know, she hasn't had a hit in a while out here. So wishing them luck. Anyway, speaking of the Stranger Things cast, we have an update on the Noah and Doja situation that has really rumbled the world way more than I thought it would. There is a deep impact that this situation is having. So Doja Cat, after, you know, calling out Noah Schnapp for exposing their private DMs where Doja was interested in Joseph Elliott, who is an actor in Stranger Things. A lot of you guys were like, Petty, he's not the creator. I'm sorry. I thought he was a part of creating. He's just an actor in Stranger Things. You guys were calling me out, keeping me on my toes. I appreciate that. But anyway, Noah exposed the DMs and Doja was mad about that. She went on live and said that that was snake shit and weasel shit, and that Noah should have never exposed her after she DM'd him privately. And then all the Stranger Things fans went the fuck off on Doja Cat online, saying how dare she start a whole Instagram live hate campaign about Noah Schnapp. She's an idiot. The 12-year-old fan said, first of all, you're nothing but a trashy hoe. Second of all, you suck dick. Third of all, you're not a boss-ass bitch. You're a boss-ass trashy hoe. That's basically what they said to Doja. And then she lost 200,000 followers on Instagram. This bitch was out here getting canceled. And I didn't expect that. Because, low-key, you guys, I was on Doja's side during this. I'm sorry. I said that before, and I'll say it again. I was on Doja's side, and I thought that Noah should apologize because people who share private messages are annoying, especially risky DMs. Why would you think to send that? That is annoying. But to be fair, the strangest thing to me is, why the fuck would you entrust your crush and a man that you want to hook up with to a 17-year-old boy? Like, the minute she started typing, Noah already sent it to 10 people. So I think Doja Cat was kind of goofy there for even sending the message. But after the civil war of the fans raged on, Noah Schnapp decided to decree peace. He signed a treaty and he said in a tweet, guys, everything is all good. I apologized. And I still follow her and I love her music. No hard feelings. He said, I'm super unserious on social media and I'm pretty goofy. So I posted that, not thinking too much of it, but obviously it hurt her feelings. I apologized. And she was totally okay with it. And she said sorry for how she reacted. I don't know why I laugh, but the concept of like, in like someone saying that they hurt an adult's feelings is just like so funny to me. Because obviously adults like have feelings, but to me that's just something you say to like a 3-year-old. So like obviously it hurt her feelings. Like, was that like condescending to Doja? I don't know, but I'm glad they made up and apologized to each other so the fan bases can be put to rest and people can enjoy Planet Her and whatever fucked up planet the Stranger Things cast is on in their show. So good for them. And what can we learn from this? Be careful what you type and send to people, especially those risky damn messages because you really have to be trusting. You know, you have to put your trust in the people that you send it to. So be very discerning with who you put that trust in before you hit that send button, because once it's in writing on a phone, it is there forever. Maybe Snapchat isn't the worst thing after all, you know? Maybe send them a photo. If they screenshot it, you at least know about it. But be very careful and think long and hard about what you send before you send it. And there are a lot of people you can trust, so don't be like too paranoid, but just make sure you're sending it to one of those good people who you can trust, because there's also a lot of bad people out there. So I have some very disturbing news to tell you that could only come from a family full of affluent, white, straight men. And of course, it's the Musk, the richest family of them all. And the upsetting news is that Elon Musk, 75-year-old dad, Errol Musk, I hate their names, had a baby with his 35-year-old stepdaughter. Ah! Yes, you heard me right. The horror. There's a 41-year age difference. Errol Musk is a sick fuck for ever thinking that was okay to do with your stepdaughter. Now we know what category of corn he likes the most. This is what a world where stepfamily is one of the most popular categories curates. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. But Errol Musk is a sick fuck. This stepdaughter of his, he has raised since she was 4. Her name is Jana, a fucking long ass European last name that I do not know how to pronounce. B. Zuendenhout. Ew. She raised her since she was 4 and also has 2 kids with her mom. So he has a kid with his ex-wife's child. The Musks are on some futuristic Duck Dynasty shit. Alabama, let's fuck our cousins type shit. How is the Supreme Court going to overturn Roe v. Wade when the world is full of people like this? And you guys probably think this is creepy as fuck, which it is. And that's apparently how all of her siblings feel. There was a quote from a source in Variety that said, they all still feel a bit creepy about it because that's their sister, their half-sister with her stepdad. Yeah. I literally get chills even thinking about this. This is wrong on so many levels. One, because the massive age gap. Like, I get she's way over 18, she's 35, but I still think that should be illegal. Like, if it's not illegal, it should be, because that is fucked up and disgusting. You groomed this girl since she was 4. Like, who knows what they've even done before this child? Do you know what I'm saying? This poor girl probably has the worst daddy issues. And I'm going to need someone to handcuff that man. That elderly man. Drive him to jail. Get him on a bed. Strap him down and have him put down immediately. That is so fucked up. And Elon Musk was actually the one who shared this information, because Elon and his dad, like, don't talk. They don't speak. They're not friends. I forget exactly why, but they have beef. Elon has beef with his kids as well. So, like, father, like, son. I mean, who knows what other dark, creepy shit goes on in that family. Errol Musk tried to defend this despicable, heinous action of human debauchery by saying that, quote, the only thing we are on earth to do is reproduce. If I could have another child, I would. I can't see any reason not to. What? That is the most narcissistic. First of all, no one wants you to reproduce, you fucking freak. I think it'd actually be better off for the rest of human population to be spared of your disgusting DNA, and you should get sterilized. What a narcissistic thing to say. Also, what an ignorant thing to say. There's a million reasons not for someone else not to have a child. Like, what an out of touch thing to say. I can name a million reasons why some people, including him, should not have a child, or really anyone, because of the state of the world. So what an idiotic thing to say. And second of all, sure, the only thing we're on earth to do is reproduce biologically, but I think humans have moved past that. Humans are on earth to do a lot more than just reproduce at this point. The population crisis is no such thing. There's more crises here. And yeah, like, cow's milk is put on earth for baby cows, but that's not what we use it for. You know, we don't use it for its purpose. Not everything is used for what it's put here. And is this bitch even gonna see his kid's 10th birthday? He's 75. Like, good. You'll be lucky if you even get to say hi to your kid, bitch. Damn. He did not think this through at all, and he's trying to simplify it so much by saying, oh, I just want to reproduce. That's a fallacy. Like, there's no excuse for what you're doing. It's disgusting on so many levels, and he should get the death penalty. Don't provoke us or we will
and everything nice. No, that's not what we're made of. Venom and ice, tequila, the bites. Go ahead and pray, cause baby dolls kill. Don't provoke us or we will push you downhill. Might be pretty, but we're still bitter as much as we're sweet. Knife hidden under the sheets. Baby dolls kill. Don't provoke us or we will.
The song you just heard was Dolls. Dolls Kill by Bella Porch. It was like her big comeback after Build a Bitch. Build a Bitch was the biggest hit a TikToker influencer has ever had. So Bella, I feel like, has a legit music career that she could build for herself. And I think Dolls Kill was a pretty solid follow-up single. So good for her. Dolls should kill Errol Musk. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to Pop Culture University today. I hope I made sense during this. I listen to Emma Chamberlain's podcast now, and I get so much comfort listening to her. One, because she's just, like, relatable, and, you know, that's her brand. She's relatable. She's fun to listen to. But she also makes me feel good as another podcaster, because at the end of her episode, she'll be like, every time I record an episode, I just black out, and I forget everything I say, and I probably make no sense and repeat myself 50 times. And that's exactly how I feel while I make a podcast episode. So I'm sorry if I do that, but at least me and Emma Chamberlain are in the same boat. But yeah, I hope you have an amazing weekend. Go out there, do something fun to recharge your, you know, work battery, work hard, play hard. So I'm going to go play hard tonight. I'm going to see a drag queen that I really enjoy with my friends. And then who knows what else the night will bring. I'll definitely be drinking and getting rowdy in the club. And I think you guys should do the same thing, let loose, go with the flow, follow your ease, just have a good time this weekend. I challenge you guys to treat yourself like your own best friend this weekend. That's something that's really helped me lately. I know it sounds like so corny and cheesy, but treating yourself like your own best friend definitely lets you give yourself a lot more grace. It makes you go easier on yourself. It makes you support yourself and give yourself positive affirmations, like not allowing yourself to trash talk yourself, not wanting to stress yourself out. Because, you know, you want your best friend to have a good time. You want them to feel supported and loved and give them an amazing night. And you should just do that for yourself this weekend. So treat yourself like your own best friend this weekend. But if that's hard for you to do, bitch, I'm your best friend and I love you and I support you. And I only want the best for you. And if anyone talks shit about you, I'll kick their fucking ass. Okay, just show them to me. Anyway, I hope you have an amazing weekend. I don't know if I already said the rate the podcast things, but I mean, you know at this point. Thank you for tuning into Pop Culture University, and I will see you guys on Tuesday. Okay, bye. Love you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.